At the curb. Where's the curb, Gio? Come on. Gio, the curb. Thank you. And forward. Oh. Do you have to do your shake in the middle of the road, mister? Come on we go. Can't stop a dog from shaking, it would appear. Get on! Leave it, please. Good morning, everybody. It's, oh, I've lost count of how many days since we started training. And since we're not sort of formally training anymore, we're just sort of working. I should change it to Guide Dog Working Diary, perhaps. I'll have a think about that. Anyway, today is a milestone day because it's first proper trip to the office. First working trip to the office since I started working with Gio. So he's going to discover today what it's like to lie in an office. And forward. Okay, gone straight on then. Good boy. For long periods of the time and go to really exciting meetings here. And all of that sort of thing. He is apparently fairly used to lying down in an office environment because he did his advanced training in London and the guide dog's office, well basically all the dogs are doing their advanced training and some doing their basic, sit in various parts of the office amongst people doing real work. So he should be used to lying down for periods, but probably not quite as long as he will be with me. Find the crossing, mister. Good boy, well done. Can you find the box? Come on, where's the box? Where's the box? Good boy, well done. Good boy. Find the crossing. Wait there. Forward. He seems to have turned down the noise of the beeper on this crossing. To the point that in heavy traffic it's almost indiscernible. O'clock, okay, so we're going to be on the slow train, but not the end of the world. Find the way then, mister. I had hoped to be a little bit earlier, but it seems first day back is always a bit slow finding where you've left everything. Good boy, and forward please. Steady, Gio, steady. 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 Good boy, well done. Find the step. And forward, please. Steady. Good boy. Find the gate. Good boy. Wait there. Oh, just wait. Forward, please. Find right. Good lad. Yeah, they're announcing the train. Had a slightly funny incident a moment ago. When we were on training, there was one moment where, straight on, stand there. There was one moment where we came across some sandbags on the street, and he was rather surprised. He didn't seem to understand what they were, and we gave him time to sniff them and decide that they weren't a threat. And this morning, we came across something, and he just completely stumped him. I'm not sure if it was sandbags again or I don't know, bin bags or something like that. But it was just in a corner on the street. And he stopped and he sniffed and then he stood back. And then he didn't really want to move. And I ended up having to take the lead and just sort of pull him gently past for a step or two before continued working properly.
The train now approaching platform 2 is the 0904 Southwest Trains Service to London Waterloo.
I can't quite understand what he's saying, but I think it's probably stand back. So I did. I'm good like that. So anyway, we're on our way. could be an interesting day. Or not.
Good boy,
wait there. Go. Hop on. Go. Good lad. Let's give him a... see if we can find somewhere. Oh, we'll go there. That's good. Perfect. Geo, come in, please. Right in. Come on, in. And turn around. I know you can. Yeah, easy. Good boy. Now down, please. Right down, please. Come on. This is always the fun bit, to get him to lie down on the train. Come on, stubborn dog, lie down for me. Down. He's going. Going, sitting.
The next station is North Sheen.
Come on, you lie down. Right down, please. Geo. Lie down, please. I know he's doing a stubborn bit, so what we do is we let him do it with his own accord and then praise him for it. And then hopefully, in time, he will do it when I tell him to. He thinks he's got some minor victory at the moment. And the funny thing was, he went just before I could get a photograph of him there. But he's now lying down. Good boy, well done.